You're listening to the news feed from Stadia Source, your number one source for Stadia news and reviews. Here are the top headlines for Tuesday, the 12th of January. Stadia support is coming to LG TVs. The reach of Stadia is set to go even further in 2021, with LG confirming at CES 2021 that they will soon be adding Stadia support via an app to their televisions. Stadia support is expected to roll out on newer models of LG TVs later in 2021. LG has confirmed that this will only apply to 2020 and newer models of LG TVs. However, it is understood that the use of the Stadia controller will be supported. Hopefully, this move may indicate that a wider rollout of Android TV support could also be on the horizon. It is also worth noting that Google has stated that Stadia support would also be coming to the newer Chromecast with Google TV device in the first half of 2021. IO Interactive has revealed all of the Hitman 3 game locations. Hitman 3 is bound for Stadia on the 20th of January, less than 10 days from now. And in anticipation of the game, IO Interactive have given us a spoiler-free look at all six of the locations that Agent 47 will be visiting in the game. The game starts in Dubai, with Agent 47 literally on top of the world. Experience the grandeur and decadence of Dubai at the opening ceremony of the tallest building in the world. Join an exciting crowd to witness the breathtaking scenery and explore the top floors of this exquisite building, both inside and out. After the events in Dubai, 47 heads to England. Travel to the historic Thornbridge Manor in Dartmoor for a mission with a murder mystery twist. Choose your own path to the objectives, or take on the role of detective to solve a murder and eliminate your targets. Two birds, one disguise. At the midway point of the game, 47 is en route to Germany. Head to the outskirts of Berlin, a city known for its fairy tales, vibrant style, and chaotic nightlife. Whether you're looking for a place to reflect and recuperate, or want to experience the dizzying adrenaline rush of an epic rave, Berlin will help you find both of these things and everything in between. As the story intensifies, 47 arrives in China. Under the flickering neon lights of busy cafes and amidst a flurry of small shops and food stands crammed into tight streets, Chongqing allows travelers a respite from the demands of everyday life. This megacity is a transportation hub with plenty of secrets off the beaten path. Hitman 3's penultimate mission takes Agent 47 to Argentina. As one of the most well-known wine regions in South America, Mendoza is the perfect place to take in the beautiful sights and acquired tastes of Argentina. From the sloping hills to the modern vineyards, there's plenty of opportunity to explore. And Hitman 3's epilogue sees Agent 47 return to Romania. The final mission in the World of Assassination trilogy takes you to the Carpathian Mountains. There's still time to get your Hitman 3 pre-order in using the links at stadiasource.com. OtterBox gets into the gaming accessories market with a familiar phone mount. OtterBox, known for its durable phone cases, has entered the gaming accessory space with a series of accessories designed for gaming on the go. If you currently use an Xbox controller to play Stadia games, these accessories may be of interest to you, particularly the new OtterBox mobile gaming clip. From the press release, the mobile gaming clip is an ergonomic answer to seamless mobile gaming. The OtterBox mobile gaming clip is great for at home or on the go. This adjustable clip attaches to your smartphone, to your wireless controller, and boasts trusted OtterBox quality. The mobile gaming clip adapts to your environment with adjustable angle and balance based on your preferences and lighting. The versatile clip can also be used as a tabletop stand and folds down for compact travel. The mobile gaming clip is compatible with Xbox wireless controllers and the Xbox Elite Wireless Controllers Series 2, as well as the OtterBox Easy Grip controller shell. The mobile gaming clip will work with virtually all smartphones with or without an OtterBox protective case. OtterBox specifically mentions the advent of cloud gaming as one of the motivating factors in developing this line of accessories in partnership with Microsoft. Why do we mention this on a Stadia news site? Well, take a look at the design of the clip on stadiasource.com. Look familiar? That's right, the OtterBox mobile gaming clip appears to take inspiration from the Stadia-exclusive Power Support Claw, which positions your phone in front of the controller, as opposed to above it in a clamshell format. This means Stadia players who have lamented the lack of a claw-like accessory for use with the Xbox controller now have an option. Otterbox says the accessories will be available for pre-order starting January 25th on Otterbox.com and other retailers. To read all the top stories, visit StadiaSource.com. The news feed from StadiaSource is produced by Avery Krause. News and editorials on StadiaSource are written by Dan Wheeler, Lee Reed, Kevin Webb, and Luke Langlands, with contributions from Adam Eccleston and Avery Krause. For more Stadia content, check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/StadiaSource. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at StadiaSource. And join our Discord at StadiaSource.com/Discord. Thank you for listening to the news feed from StadiaSource, your number one source for Stadia news and reviews.